This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned into the Radio Thrift Shop, your weekly time machine into days of futures past. Thrift Shop features folk, jazz, easy listening, classic rock, indie pop, lo-fi, and privately released music in a variety of musical genres, from wax cylinders from the early 1900s through music being released next week. At the Radio Thrift Shop, we love 33s, 78s, 45s, 8-tracks, reel-to-reels, cassettes, and homemade releases on CD, tape, and vinyl. Radio Thrift Shop is analog culture for a digital world. Today on the Thrift Shop, I'm going to start off with a tribute to Richard Brautigan. Now, in the late 1960s, American author Richard Brautigan created a book called Please Plant This Book, in which he printed poems on the back of seed packets, and he distributed these freely in the Bay Area of California. I'm going to read you a poem from Richard Brautigan's Please Plant This Book called Parsley. I thank the energy, the gods, and the theater of history that brought us here to this very moment with this book in our hands, calling like a future down a green and starry hall. That's Parsley from Richard Brautigan's Please Plant This Book. In the United Kingdom in the year 2013, a group of Richard Brautigan aficionados known as the Brautigan Book Club put together an EP of songs that are inspired by and dedicated to and in tribute of Richard Brautigan's Please Plant This Book. The EP is called Please Plant These Songs, and we're going to listen to most of the selections from Please Plant These Songs, starting with a band called The Sound of the Ladies.
Night begins to creep upon the roofs of Shasta, a lonely fishing town. The salt spray is its bright, the final rays that caught and hung onto the autumn. Evening slopes so close will lose their grips and slide. From the rocky mountainside, all the brilliant Shasta snow has gone. Down into the valley of the sun. White is every color, so then the melt water will run red, green, and blue, stain the leaves of all the plants. So when we dig our fingers into the soil beneath our toes, we'll be dazzled by the richness tumbling through the gaps. This kaleidoscopic land will marvel at the beauty that was above. So I hope that in the middle of the century, when the Shasta daisies rise with their faces to the sky, taking on the hues again, blending them into the bright, the shadows of the multicolored.
Out the passenger window, a glistening ray. The field to the left full of lapwings, black crows and gray. Conifer trees like Tahoe, try and say. Down on the Pacific Coast Highway, a car draws away. And I'm wondering where you are, thinking where we were. Happy the last time. And the same. Girl of 15 out walking with her crayfish trap. The river authority gives you 10 pence a tailor. At night I look out at the woods across the land. It's a mania in me to enter them down at the track.
calendula cure me. Calendula cure everything.
Try to form a spine. because you have got the best heart that I have ever seen, and it lingers in the cracks and finds the dim-lit space between that morning and a cold bed and old abandoned minds. Remind me of the week of pie.
Gorgeous music created in tribute to Richard Brautigan's Please Plant This Book. We heard the EP, Please Plant These Songs. We started out with The Sound of the Ladies with Shasta Daisy. Then Tree Creeper with Santa Lucia Fur. Stephen McCain's with Calendula. Georgia Ruth with Week of Pines. And we ended that set with James Murray in a tune called Greenlands. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Also around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info and on shortwave at WBCQ, the planet.
Exploring science in the sea. When Spanish explorers first landed on a group of islands off the Pacific coast of South America, they were amazed to find the islands packed with giant tortoises, tens of thousands of them. The explorers called the islands the Galapagos, from the Spanish word for tortoise. It's been a tough road for the tortoises ever since, but one group is making a comeback. In 2013, conservationists introduced more than 100 juveniles to tiny Pinzón Island. When Europeans first arrived, they found that each major island had its own subspecies of giant tortoise. In fact, when Charles Darwin visited the islands in 1835, the differences in species helped him formulate his theory of evolution. But whalers carted off tens of thousands of tortoises for meat and oil. And settlers brought goats, dogs, and especially rats, which gobbled up eggs and hatchlings. By the end of the 19th century, essentially no young tortoises were able to survive on Pinzón Island. So scientists began gathering adult tortoises from the island and breeding them in captivity. In 2012, a specially designed poison was dropped on the island. It killed off the rats without harming other wildlife. The following year, 118 juveniles were returned to the island. They joined a group of century-old tortoises that were born on Pinzón and a group of younger adults that had been brought to the island earlier. That raised the Pinzón Island population to about 400, giving the tortoises a chance to reclaim an island that was once their own. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Bye. Newport City, I hope you're having fun. And all you voters everywhere will remember what you've done. Remember what you've done. And wander dimly through the past of the England that you knew. These dispossessed and homeless children, they all belong. Man living in the cold.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Variety, independence, and freedom with a little time traveling thrown in.
Thank you. like a cymbal splash, do I tear myself away? It's a dangerous time near the railway line for the boy who came to stay. Weekend lovers snuggy in a phone box.
A set of some lo-fi and independent music here on the Radio Thrift Shop. That was the Cleaners from Venus with Wivenhoe Bells 2. Before that, Ray Carman, a tune called Monster. Prior to that, Solid Space with a song called 10th Planet, which was inspired by the final William Hartnell episode of Doctor Who. Before that, from a cassette tape called Toys, we heard Bedroom, with two fantastic songs, Forest and Opening Intro. And for more information, you can look for Bedroom on Bandcamp at Bedroom Music, and that's music with a K, bedroommusic.bandcamp.com. We started that set off again with Cleaners from Venus and The Jangling Man. I'm going to play a track from 1977 by the George Edwards Group. This is Planets and Stars.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for listening. You can hear us on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info and at WBCQ Shortwave, the planet. Radio Thrift Shop is also archived at radioforall.net. For correspondence, my address is DJ Frederick, Radio Thrift Shop, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. That's DJ Frederick, Radio Thrift Shop, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and be kind to our Mother Earth.